This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Scott Hennon, Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, and Dan the Man answering your calls at 800-228-0550. Friday edition of What's on Your Mind is a busy one. Senator Kevin Cramer will be here. I mean, there is a momentous meeting at the White House today. Senator Cramer will be there along with two individuals that certainly will represent North Dakota well in the Bakken, and that would be Harold Hamm of Continental Resources and Kelsey Warren of Energy Transfer, along with some other ExxonMobil refiners, some of the bigger players in the industry, sitting around the table in the cabinet room and trying to come together with some kind of a solution. What's Saudi Arabia going to do? What is Russia going to do? What would refiners do to say, let's give a priority to U.S. oil? Lots of things coming together. We're going to talk with the Secretary of Energy on this program today. Dan Brulette will join us on the program. That'll be a little later on in the hour, and talk about what'll happen at that meeting and what options are out there. So we look forward to that conversation. Talking to them about coal as well, which has proven its value again and again. Certainly in a crisis like this, all those coal workers out there making sure that energy's always on, even when others are sent home. Not folks in the coal industry, too darn important. So we're going to tackle that today. As well. Senator Kevin Cramer next hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. So any question about anything, welcome on the program. Another big thing happening today is the much talked about Paycheck Protection Program, which essentially is a recognition that the more we can connect the workforce to the worker at a time when Russia has said, see you later, bye. Right, not Russia, I'm sorry, China. This is an attack from China. Whether it was on purpose or whether it was incompetence, it is an attack from China. That's why we're doing what we're doing. Every bit of your life that is disrupted, you can say, well, incompetence on the part of China or an attack from China spread this, made this much worse because of how they handle it. So now, when the government has to say, I'm sorry, you can't operate your business right now. I'm sorry, we have to keep people home so they can't buy your goods and services. That's the government imposing something on you. Thankfully, President Trump, the Republican Senate, said, let's get a business-friendly package together, and today's the day. Today is the day those things are available. The North Dakota Commerce Department is serving as a one-stop shop on all of the programs available to everyone. And as I said, it starts today, so Michelle Comer will be here in just a second, and we'll talk with her about those programs and how they could help. I'm but now 70-30. 70. We know this will end. We don't know when, but what will it look like? What can I do? Where's the help needed? We know there'll be impacts. We know all that. So let's get to work on them now. 30% is just do what we're doing and wait this thing out. And I think we're doing that better in North Dakota than we've done anywhere else. Which brings me to my text question of the day. This is the MyPillow poll, because we love giving away MyPillows. And if you'd like to win one today, you can answer the question via text, 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. A few days ago, I said, do we have this about right? Are we not doing enough to stop the spread? Or should we be doing more? About right, not enough, or more? Overwhelmingly, people said, we got it about right. Yet there is a loud group of folks out there, some that are just social media warriors, got an answer for everything, and some that are, nervous Nelly elected leaders in various communities. They want North Dakota to join Minnesota in a shelter in place. Now, it's not a big difference between what Minnesota is doing and what North Dakota is doing right now, other than the term shelter in place, which to me has this hysteria attached to it that's kind of crazy. I think we're doing what we're doing. 12 new cases of the coronavirus out of 300 and some tested, about 3%. Been that way for a long time. So percentage-wise, we're handling this. I mean, look at Fargo-Moorhead, the metro. 250,000 people in the metro, about 25 have it. That's a small percentage of folks. So we're doing our job. I think we have it about right. Some want us to do more. Tell me just simply yes or no on the idea of a shelter in place. Is it necessary or not? Tell me what you think. We'll give you the poll results by the end. You text me at 701-367-2054, or you text Todd at 701-226-8503. But I want to give you some hope today. If you have a business and you are wondering what the future holds, there are a lot of tools in the toolbox for you right now. And Michelle Comer, who is the commissioner of the Department of Commerce in North Dakota, is here to tell us about some of those and let you know how you can find out more information about those. Michelle, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Pat. Thanks for having me.
So what do you most want people to know today about where we are at in this process?
Well, I want people to know, as you said, that there is help available, and that's our biggest job at the Department of Commerce right now is, first of all, we've been weeding through the draft legislation, trying to understand how it will apply when it's finalized. And then, of course, the CARES Act was finalized on March 27th and provided over $2 trillion in economic stimulus to help our country through this. More than $349 billion of that was aid to small businesses in the form of financing. And since that act was passed on the 27th, we've been waiting for that aid to become available. Yesterday, which feels like last week, we held our third business briefing with more than 2,200 participants, business people from all across the state, to make people aware of this aid. And then last night, the Department of the Treasury issued guidance on the Paycheck Protection Act, and I am told that it is open this morning. And so if I could, Scott, share a little bit with you and your listeners about the Paycheck Protection Act, as well as the Economic Injury Disaster Loan. The best thing we can do right now is make people aware of that, because while that is a significant amount of aid, that aid is for everyone in our nation, and it is first come, first serve. So the extent to which we can educate our businesses and employers on these pieces of aid and they can act quickly, we will be better off as we work through the recovery process. So if I could start with the Paycheck Protection Act, that is a loan that can be forgiven under certain circumstances. It's available to small businesses. The definition of a small business is not more than 500 employees. And the maximum amount available through that loan is $10 million per company, but the maximum amount of a loan for each individual company is determined by the aggregate payroll cost from the past 12 months. So there's a formula, but basically you're averaging your payroll costs from the past 12 months, dividing that by 12, multiplying it times 2.5, and all of this information is available on our website, Scott. And that's the maximum amount of loan you can get. Now, then you move into the future where we're at right now, and the name of the act is the Paycheck Protection Program, and it is what it sounds like. The way that loan gets forgiven is determined by how much payroll the employer is able to keep in place, how many people the employer is able to keep employed. And so I would just urge everyone to come to nderesponse.gov, click on COVID resources, and then business and employers, and you will find information about the Paycheck Protection Act. And again, what's significant about last night is the guidance that was issued. The loan that can be forgiven is a two-year term. It's a $10 million maximum loan, but it is determined on an employer-by-employer basis based on that employer's payroll costs. It is a low, low interest rate, 1%. And again, the forgiveness feature is really pretty spectacular, and it hinges upon an employer's ability to keep people on payroll through a period of time. And again, open today, and it's really important that people know that for that loan, you go to your local lender, because the next one I'm going to talk about is accessible online at SBA.gov, but for the Paycheck Protection Program, you will go to your local lender. And so I know that we have a lot of banks and financial institutions and lenders in our state that are really working hard to get ready for this. As I've said before, this whole thing is like building the plane while you're flying it. And so it's going to require an abundance of grace and patience and cooperation by all of us as we act quickly to access this aid. But the Paycheck Protection Program is accessed through your local lender. Guidance was issued last night, and it's available today.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible when you think about the, you know, it's feels like it's taken forever, but really in the federal government world, it has not been all that long, and now it's available and it's ready. And as Michelle says, you go to your banker. I talked to my banker this morning, Dan Carey or Vision Banks. You know what he said? He said they've got 11 or 12 people that have been working all week to be ready, and now that it's available, they're working all weekend, round the clock. I mean, they're like, come on in anytime, you know, make an appointment, we're here. They're not going to stop until every one of their clients has this. So I think that's, you know, it's something you don't hear every day, you know. I mean, the folks at Vision are like that, but I tell you, that's an extraordinary lift, and it's here today. And so, as Michelle said, take advantage of that. I mean, the whole idea, I love it because it connects the employer to the employee and makes sure they stay there through this. All right, more with Michelle coming up. By the way, if you have questions, 701-258-0550.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Command Center, this is Tierney Assault 1 reporting for duty.
Tierney Assault 1, your assigned mission for today is to erect the world's greatest symbol of freedom, the American flag display.
Affirmative, Command Center, initiating startup sequence. Command Center, all systems go. Tierney Assault 1, preparing for departure.
Tierney Assault 1, you are cleared for departure. Please exit towards freedom and independence and have a good day.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
South of Bismarck has brought a lot of innovation over the years. You think about nuns who said when they got off the train, you know what? There's not a hospital here. We need to do health care. We need to do education. They start with nothing. It's just a hill. And that's why the University of Mary is well equipped at a time like this to serve you. Times of uncertainty bring both stress and opportunity. And while folks are searching to adapt to new ways of living and working, we can also search for opportunities to do something positive during these stressful times. Facing challenges is when people respond by adapting and innovating. They find ways to stay connected and do constructive things that make times of uncertainty bear fruit for the future. The University of Mary understands that learning is an accomplishment that nothing can take away, a long-term gift to yourself and your families. If you've ever wanted to expand your skills but didn't feel you had the time to devote to it, the University of Mary wants to serve you. This could be a time to earn an academic certificate or credential that will benefit you today, tomorrow, forever. Whatever area interests you, business to counseling, healthcare to education, the University of Mary has online certificate and credential programs that will help you achieve your goals. In every circumstance, we can take positive action, can't we? For information, visit online.umary.edu/certificates. Tell them Scott sent you, heard about it on What's on Your Mind. Even better. So I'm looking at the poll, and it's about 99-1 right now. On the current restrictions are fine. I love this one the best. People in North Dakota are smart. They are. People in North Dakota are smart. We've got this. So, but it literally is 99-1 in favor of the current restrictions being just fine. No hair on fire, shelter in place, whatever that means. Let's do this. Let's do that. Good. So, not a lot of folks for that. Michelle Comer's with us from the Department of Commerce. And we have a question from Jim on the road near Minot about an SBA loan, and I know we were going to talk about SBA next year, Michelle, but I'll let Jim go ahead and ask his questions because others might have it too. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, it's Jim, and that's okay. Jim.
All right. Go ahead.
Well, I another business owner, I'm a sole proprietorship, and just myself for an employee at the present, and another person sent me stuff from his CPA that said you can apply for an SBA $10,000 immediate grant that, you know, if you're still in business in 3 years, probably can be forgiven. And I hit the connect, and it took me to the, it looks like an official SBA site, but I'm a little leery when you start giving out your employee identification or Social Security number. I want to be sure it's legit. And it was like $10,000.
Okay, go ahead, Michelle.
Super. Well, Jeff, thanks for asking the question because it gives me an opportunity to explain a couple really important things. One is that for the first time ever, sole proprietors are eligible for some of these programs where in the past they may not have been. The SBA has really expanded the eligibility for these programs because we know that it isn't just, you know, larger businesses that are affected, but it's independent contractors and sole proprietors and, you know, people that are working in the gig economy. So the eligibility is very much expanded. And what Jeff is talking about is the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, and the acronym is EIDL. So that's how I'll refer to it. And that was approved back on March 12th. So it's been in place longer than the Paycheck Protection Act. It's part of the CARES Act as well, but it's a different instrument. It is a loan with a 30-year term, low interest rate, maximum of $2 million, and as Jeff said, it does offer a $10,000 emergency advance. And I want you to know it's separate from the PPP, but those are the two business financing supports that are available through the CARES Act. And so while I can't say, you know, what site you're looking at, Jeff, that is a loan that you apply for directly online through the SBA. And that is different from the PPP where you're going to go to your banker. So it sounds right to me. You're going to want to look in your browser for the little padlock. And that's an indication that it's a secure site.
Thanks, Jim. Good luck to you on that. Appreciate the call. Gerald in Bismarck for Michelle Comer from the Department of Commerce. Go ahead, Gerald.
Hi, Michelle. I've got a question about the Payroll Protection Act. Does it apply to clergy and houses of worship, clergy and staff, because they've had to close down and all their income comes from offerings in the offering plate? So does that apply to clergy, or is that a separation of church and state, which would be government supporting religion?
That's a great question, and I've got to tell you, I don't have the answer to that. We have had a lot of questions asking about nonprofits and other types of business organizations, and it's also a good point to make in terms of some of the guidance is still developing, and we expect that it will be developing for some time. So I'm sorry, I don't have an answer for you on that one, but what we're doing at the Department of Commerce is we are tracking questions, and we're using them to build a Q&A that you can find at nbresponse.gov, COVID resources under businesses and employers. So I'll take that one down, and we'll keep our eyes open for that.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. And others, you should go to that website, leave those questions, and then have a Q&A there that will help. About a minute and a half left. What else do you want to tell us, Michelle?
Well, again, it's important to be analyzing these resources compared to your business circumstances, working with your banker, your accountant, your tax advisor to determine which is best for you. At the Department of Commerce, we're refraining from giving financial advice, but we want to give as much resources advice as we can. So I'll go back to the Paycheck Protection Program because of the guidance being so fresh and that program being opened up today. I do want to clarify that today, April 3rd, small businesses and sole proprietorships can begin applying, and that's through the local lender. And it is April 10th, a week from now, that independent contractors and those that are self-employed can apply. So the reason for the lag for the week in between is because the Treasury is still developing guidance on the documentation that's going to be required to show income for the independent contractors and the self-employed, because, as I said, it's new that with the SBA and with this program that those folks are eligible, and so they're still working on determining what kind of information and documentation is going to be available. But I guess in closing, I urge people to consult our website at nbresponse.gov, businesses and employers button under the COVID resources. We've been holding business briefings weekly on Thursdays at 11, and the next one is about applying the CARES Act.
Fantastic. Somebody from a religious organization, looks like a church here, did send a note with a link to something that says churches are, in fact, included. So we can probably find out more information about that. I appreciate the time very much, Michelle. Thanks for the great things you're doing at the Department of Commerce. And check out that website, folks. One-stop shop for all the resources. Take care.
I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com. And I invite you to my exciting web and local television series, The Flagpole Guy Chronicle. We're documenting historical events of patriotism all across the Fruited Plains. Stories of faith, hope, and love, celebrating the American experience and the American dream. Join me on YouTube. Or check your local listings. And thank you.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A first coronavirus-related economic stimulus bill is still in the pipeline. It's been approved by lawmakers, signed by President Trump, but a lot of the benefits are just starting to flow. But Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says discussions have begun with congressional leaders on a second such bill that would focus on infrastructure.
We'll continue to have those conversations. So we expect there will be more bills, and we think it is a great time now to invest in infrastructure.
Russia has been portrayed as one of America's biggest enemies, but it is stepping up with a plane full of critical medical supplies that have arrived in New York City, where the coronavirus has been hitting especially hard. The supplies include protective gear, masks, and ventilators, and antiseptics. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
Well, there are a few things that we could say are an example of ain't no sunshine. Literally, we have none now, but this little storm system rolling through seems to be petering out, but not after dumping 5 inches of snow. The U.S. economy lost 701,000 jobs in March. Anybody else have those numbers just sort of like, they don't even compute anymore, right? I mean, what's going on? Don't even compute. Hard to believe, but the market is down a bit because of that, but oil is up quite a bit, actually. So Brent, especially, I saw earlier, was in the 30s. How about that? But WTI in May up 4% from the low. So it's kind of good news.
That's kind of good news. Yeah, we'll take any good news we can get.
No good news for Bill Withers, though. Dead at 81 today.
Yeah. A little bit.
Ain't no sunshine and lean on me, guy.
I know one. Oh, know, lean on me. That's know, right.
Know,
that
I know,
one.
I know. Oh, lean on me is one of the great songs ever. One of the great songs ever.
He passed away not from corona or complications, or did you see what?
No, his heart condition.
Oh, okay, good.
You guys are forgetting this.
No, not good. Oh, there you go.
Is that Bill Withers?
Use me. You bet.
Yeah, is that right?
What a jam. What
wow. This one? What all right, group. Listen.
My friend, yeah.
Back on What's On Your Mind.
Love that song, man. Good pull. Yeah.
I want a little more Lean On Me. Give me a little Lean On Me while I'm doing the run through here on from the beginning. From the beginning. From the top. Yeah. There we go. Our friends at Piper's have some auctions coming up you need to know about. That's right. The auctions are still going. I said last week, or earlier in the week, I think we were trying to figure out the day of the Freed Brothers Farm Retirement Auction and thought it had passed as in Wednesday. But no, it's this coming Wednesday. I'll make sure I got that right for you. The timed online bidding actually opens now. It's going as of right now. Started at 8 this morning. And then the bidding begins to close on Wednesday at noon. That's the Free Brothers Farm Retirement Auction, Martin, North Dakota. What a lineup they have. Check that out. Church's Ferry, Studness Retirement Auction. The bidding opens Monday at 8 a.m., begins to close on Thursday the 9th. So these timed online biddings go for a while, so it's a good chance to browse and check it out. The Free Brothers Farm Retirement Auction just open right now. Pipers.com is where you go for that. Call them at 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099. Here's some of your comments related to whether or not we need additional restrictions in North Dakota. Absolutely not. In fact, we should follow Sweden's lead and relax some of them. No shelter in place. That's a violation of the U.S. Constitution, says another. Okay. As an essential employee, I would still have family at home that I come into contact with. True. So no go there. No, says Blair and Mandan. Another says, unfortunately, people do not take social distancing seriously enough and may need something drastic to get it. Here's my deal on that, though. I don't think it'll be any different.
What do you mean?
I mean that you could do shelter in place. This just in, shelter in place. Don't leave unless you can. I mean, they're not going to be, you know, law enforcement agents doing social distancing policing.
No.
Block to block. So
no, if we're on our own there.
If you're a nut job, if you're not, you know, you're just blowing all this off, say, it can't happen to me.
And if it
are
does,
you, are,
I,
you,
know.
Are you going to change? No, you're not going to change. Not going to change. Texter says, I thought about Job in the Bible. Trump seems to be in that same situation. All the issues that Trump has gone through, now this virus. Our president deserves our prayers and love. That's a nice text. That's a very nice text. Here is another listener, a respiratory therapist in Bismarck, asking that we remind you to continue due diligence with social distancing and hand washing. Stay at home if you can. I can say from a health worker perspective, you do not want this virus. People may take chances and think it won't happen to them, but community spread has become rampant. The more people who stay home, the sooner we get back to some world. And I tell you, those respiratory therapists, they're on the front lines of this battle.
Oh, man.
They
right?
see it. So that's a good warning. Just follow the rules. I'm with the majority of listeners here. We don't need additional restrictions. We don't need what Minnesota has because it's not that different than what we have. Just be smart about this. Heed the concerns. Texter says, my wife is currently working half days because of the school district being closed. She's going to be out of vacation time by the 13th. Now, is there any assistance that she can get for having to use up her vacation time in this new bill that passed? If you can use that question for the show or if you know the direct answer, I'd appreciate it. It's a good question. I don't think the employer should make them use up their vacation. We had that early with Sanford.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. I don't think she has to use her vacation. She would use her sick time up or whatever. But.
And again, Paycheck Protection Program is just exactly for that, so your employer keeps you there. Get to your banker today. All right, let's get to our conversation with the Secretary of Energy. Really excited to have on the program today Dan Brulette. To talk a little bit about the meeting today at the White House. President Trump is hosting. Senator Kevin Cramer's there. Harold Hamm's there. Kelsey Warren's there. Three individuals very instrumental to finding answers for the North Dakota Bakken. We also asked him about the coal situation. Secretary Brulette, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Scott. Great to be with you.
So I'd like to start, if we could, just big picture on... You know, we obviously have in North Dakota a robust energy industry that has been socked not only from the COVID virus like the rest of America, but also by what Saudi Arabia and Russia is doing and this share war and this price war. So those two together are the perfect storm in a really bad way for a whole lot of folks, as I'm sure you know. Describe the problem. How bad is that?
It's really bad. I mean, it is the most perfect of perfect storms, if you will. An increase in supply of oil all around the world met with a very strong downward demand curve. We've only faced this in American history a few times. And, the most dramatic example was back right about the beginning of the Great Depression when there were a few oil finds in the places that I know pretty well down in Louisiana, Oklahoma, Texas, those areas in the southern part of the country as the country entered a depression. The challenge is, that was a somewhat localized situation. What we're facing now is a worldwide pandemic and some very large players in the oil markets who are, in our view, intentionally disrupting the marketplace. So it's a very challenging time for our industry. It's a very challenging time for America. But I do feel very strongly that we're going to make it through this pandemic. We're going to make it through this situation that we currently face. And on the other side of it, we're going to have a tremendous economic boom. The key for us as policymakers, the key for us as, the industry, if you will, is to ensure that we have enough production that remains so that we come out of the other side of this thing just doing fine.
You know, I remember a time during the Obama administration when they said, hey, this economy is great. And really wasn't all that great with the exception of energy, right? And all the energy jobs that were out there because there was all this domestic production happening on private land, which really the Obama administration had very little to do with. But do you think Washington, D.C., the country, understands the value of those energy jobs as it relates to our overall economy?
Yes, I think they do, and I think that's why you're seeing some pretty aggressive action on the part of the president. I know that he's had several conversations with, his counterpart, heads of state, both in Russia and Saudi Arabia. He's directed me to have similar conversations at my level, the ministerial level. It's not lost upon this president. It's not really lost upon Congress. I know there are people in Congress, Senator Kramer in particular, others, who are very much focused on this issue because they all understand that the energy business, the energy economy, underpins the larger national economy. So everyone is working very, very diligently to bring some stability to the situation, not only for the oil markets, but for the rest of our national economies as well.
So let's talk about what's in your toolbox and what you can advocate for in the way of relief. What do you think the quickest path to some sort of relief to, take some pressure off this perfect storm would be?
What I've done here at the Department of Energy is at the direction of the president, I've opened up the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And what that is a facility down in Louisiana and Texas that allows us to store oil for the very purpose of mitigating some of these disruptions that we face, be they intentional disruptions like we're seeing in the marketplace today, or be they man-made disruptions. Could be a hurricane, could be a natural catastrophe. The purpose of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is to be there for that rainy day should we need it. So what the president has directed me to do is to open it up and allow our industry to store some of their production into that reserve. Now, we don't suggest that this is a panacea and we're going to fix the entirety of the oil market with this one move, but it is a very important move for our industry. As you well know, Scott, you have two options when you're producing oil. You can either use it or you can store it. And given the current demand curve being what it is and the fact that our economy has slowed down as a result of this pandemic, using it is not really a good option. There's just not enough demand there to drive the signals that we need for this energy industry to continue its production. So we're going to open this reserve up and we're going to store about 77 million more barrels there. And that'll provide some immediate and near-term relief.
Senator Kramer has told us about an innovative partnership with the Australians as well as Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Tell us about that.
Well, he has been very, very engaged on that issue, and I look forward to catching up with him. He's back on, as you know, he'll be back on his way to Washington soon, and I'm going to meet with him and talk more about that issue. We have very good relations around the world. I've had several conversations with my counterpart there, but I don't want to get ahead of the senator. I'm going to stay in lockstep with him, and we'll continue this conversation with him when he returns to Washington.
And as you mentioned, in Washington will be a number of oil industry leaders, as well as Senator Kramer, Senator Sullivan, I understand, will be there as well, yourself. What do you hope comes out of that meeting at the Oval Office on this issue?
Well, I think it's a little bit of a two-way street in terms of the conversation. The president asked for this meeting earlier this week. He wants to meet with the energy producers and the leaders in the industry to hear from them firsthand, one, the situation on the ground and what's going on. He also wants to take an opportunity to share with them some of the conversations he has had with the world leaders that we talked about earlier. And
Secretary of Energy, President Trump's cabinet, Dan Brulette. More with him after this.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Did you know that Mineral Tracker is a homegrown technology? It was developed right here in North Dakota for North Dakota mineral owners. This makes us stand out from any other mineral management software out there. Our basic version's free, plus you can upgrade to our pro version for only $99 a month, taking your management tools to the next level, even showing your future monthly income. Planning your financial future has never been easier or more reliable. Go to MineralTracker.com or call us at 833-842-2924.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live and before the top on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you very much. Bill Withers passed away today, 81 years old. Lovely day for everybody but Bill. The Energy Secretary, Dan Brulette, with us today on the program. We're talking about the meeting that will happen later today in the Oval Office at the White House on a oil, I don't know what to call it, a summit of sorts, just to say, what are we going to do? How do we react to what the Saudis are doing, the Russians are doing, on top of the coronavirus case? And the Energy Secretary giving us a little preview, Dan Brulette, right now.
Senator Kramer, some of his colleagues from the Senate are going to be there. We want to talk through what might be some good policy options to address the situation in the near term, as well as potentially the long term. There are many things that we can do as part of the CARES Act, which passed last week. We want to make sure that we're availing ourselves to all, or the industry is availing herself to all of those options as well. So it'll be a pretty wide-ranging conversation, but I think a productive one.
Another idea has emerged, and that would be asking refineries to only use U.S. crude for a time. So, number one, you don't have any more oil coming in there, but number two, you got a little bit of an advantage for the domestic industry. Do you like that idea?
You know, I think it's an idea worth exploring, and we've done some initial policy work here at the Department of Energy. We've identified all of the refineries in the country. We've identified what types of crude that they're currently refining, and we've also identified some potential substitutes for the imports that they may be receiving. What is left to do is to find out whether or not our infrastructure would support such an idea. So while in concept we think it's probably a good idea to explore, there's still some work to be done. We're not quite sure we can actually get the oil where it needs to be in order to have these perfect replacements at each one of the refineries.
We're blessed to have the best crude on earth in North Dakota. I'm sure you know that. The Bakken sweet crude is always in demand, but it also has a limited amount of places that it can be refined, and many refineries years ago converted to the heavy crude. And, of course, that's what comes from Canada. That's what comes from overseas.
Correct.
Is that part of the infrastructure challenge you're talking about?
It is, and that's what we want to explore a little bit more. So, again, while in concept it sounds like the right solution, it could be a very good solution, we have to ensure that it works. We need additional pipeline capacity to move certain types of crude to the refineries. We need additional shipping capacity to move, for instance, crude that might come out of the Texas region, the Permian region, or around to the Northeast. There's several things that we need to think through before we simply pull the trigger on it. But in concept, I think in this period of, immediate need in this, national crisis that we all face, the idea has some merit and it's worth exploring.
So today you're announcing the storage availability for producers. So, again, they're getting to the point where they're saying, don't put it on a pipeline unless you have a home for it, because pretty soon the pipelines are even full, let alone all the other storage. So that certainly will be welcome news. Is the Petroleum Reserve still actively purchasing oil as well?
We're filling the SPRO as we speak. So the RFP went out today. We're going to start with 30 million barrels. And in about 2 weeks, once we finish the review of the first contracts, we'll be taking oil down to Louisiana.
And, of course, there's good news and bad news in that. Good news in that there's a buyer in a time of low demand, bad demand. Bad news in the fact that the price is awful, right? And what kind of a feedback have you had from folks in that regard?
It's a dilemma. There's no question about it. I mean, the bottom line is that, the pricing is not sufficient to ensure that people can be sustained over a long period of time. So we need to be mindful of that. So on the one hand, while, consumers are the beneficiaries, and, that's good news, the challenge is, with this pandemic being what it is, we're not getting the full advantage, if you will, of those low prices as consumers. From a taxpayer standpoint, we have an obligation here. We have a fiduciary responsibility to the taxpayers to be good stewards of their money. And as the president noted, if you're going to fill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, if you're going to take advantage of that reserve and make sure that it's strong, you want to buy low and sell high, perhaps. And that's something the government has not done very well over the years. We've tended to do exactly the opposite. But the bottom line with all of this, Scott, is that we're going to take every step that we know how to take and use every available tool that we have to preserve the jobs that are in this industry. It does, in fact, underpin everything that we do in our national economy. So these jobs are critical, and we want to preserve them.
One of the things that I like to say through this international pandemic and a crisis of a magnitude that many of us have no parallel for is to say, I'm going to choose to focus. I don't know when it's going to end. I don't know how it's going to end, but I know it's going to end at some point. And so let's focus on what happens after that point, right? What are we going to do with the new normal? And, if Saudi Arabia and Russia decide to play nice over the next little while and we get some demand back, that'll be great. But somebody else will be a bad actor at some point along the way. Anyway, that's sort of how oil goes. Is there any way to take a look at the future and say, look, enough already. The domestic energy industry is so important to us. And there's so many bad actors everywhere. We don't need them anymore because, we have enough oil and the shale play has been so great. If you had a magic wand, what would you do to avoid this ever happening again?
Well, I think I would do exactly what the president's been doing for the last 3 years. The president has directed all of us in the administration, but particularly us in the Department of Energy, to pursue what he refers to as an all-of-the-above energy strategy. So it means that we're going to develop every form of energy here in the United States, which gives us a great diversity, and through that diversity gives us great not only energy security, but national security. So we've pursued not only the development of oil and gas, we've pursued the development of coal. We've made those technologies cleaner. We pursue every form, nuclear energy. We pursue every form of energy. And because we have that diversity of supply, that diversity of energy supply.
More with Secretary of Energy Dan Burlett. Kevin Cramer, too.
Coming up. Energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family. In spirit, went. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.